Hey, good morning. This is Kurt Isles coming to you from the Creek Bank. We're glad you joined us. In fact, we think it's a privilege that you've taken time to be with us. I want to remind you that you can go to our website, creekbank.net, and you can find out everything you want to know about our platforms, YouTube, podcast, our blog, Facebook, and you go to creekbank.net. And you'll be able to find everything going on in the Creek Bank universe. I want to remind you that I'm working on a new book. It's going to be called Where I Come From. It's a short story book. It looks like it's going to weigh in at about 50 stories. That's 300 pages. They're going to be all brand new stories. By that, I mean they've never been published in a book. And the story I'm going to tell you today will be in the book. Definitely will be in the book. It's too good a story not to tell. And our goal is to release this book on the day after Thanksgiving, which is known as Black Friday. Today's story, I'm going to start off with a title I've talked to you about before. And I'm going to go to tell you about probably the most unique leader I've ever known. His name was Jimmy Berry. I told you earlier that there's a book I came across, and the book really caught my attention, the title, Leaders Eat Last. Leaders Eat Last. It's written by a guy named Simon Sutukh, and the premise of the book is that in the Marine Corps, when they go to the mess hall to eat, the men will always eat first, and the officers will wait till all of the regular soldiers have been served, and then they will eat. Leaders Eat Last. In this book, Simon Sutukh, what he does is he just talks about what I call servant leadership. And he says that the best leaders are always servant leaders. And this book is a secular book, but I kept thinking, I know all about the teachings of being the servant leader. That is what Jesus taught and lived. Listen to the mission statement of Jesus. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for others. Jesus was the ultimate servant leader. And what I want to tell you today is about a servant leader that I knew as my principal. Now, Jimmy Barrett had many roles in my life, but the main time and way he influenced me was as a principal. He was my principal in high school as a student. And then later, when I returned to East Florida High School, my home school, he was my principal when I was a teacher. So I saw him from various different angles. And I just love Jimmy Barrett. As I prepared this story, I went to Facebook and I asked my, I had 5,000 Facebook friends I enjoy. And I asked my Facebook friends, tell me some Jimmy Barrett stories. And I had probably 100 comments with all different stories that I could do another podcast just about Jimmy Barrett stories. I'll tell you a few of them. But Jimmy Barrett was the principal of East Boulevard. He had also grown up in the Dry Creek community. And he was a very easygoing guy. In fact, I've always said he was an aw shucks kind of guy. I would compare him to Andy Griffith. Now, if you remember on the Andy Griffith show, he did not wear a pistol. But he went around and he was in charge of everything there in Mayberry just with his mouth and his personality. And that's the kind of leader that Jimmy Barrett was. He wasn't loud. He wasn't pushy. He was behind the scenes sometimes, but he was a leader of our school. Speaking of pistols, later on, after he'd retired as principal, he became a deputy sheriff. And one day we had a group at the camp where I worked, Dry Creek Baptist Camp, and we had him come and talk about being a deputy. He came there, he had his belt on with his gun and everything, and Some of the kids there, one of them asked him, Mr. Barrett, what's your best weapon? And they were looking at his belt with everything he was wearing. And Jimmy Barrett did this. He said, my mouth. He said, I'm able to take care of a lot of volatile situations just by talking to people. In fact, Jimmy Barrett told me that when Sheriff Bishop had a volatile situation that he needed someone to go in, not to arrest people, but just talk them down, that he'd send Jimmy Barrett. That's the kind of person he was. And we loved him at East Boulevard. You may say, well, he sounds like he was an easygoing leader. He was. But Let me tell you the thing I think that made him a leader. Because we respected him and loved him, we did not want to disappoint him. This was especially true for me as a science teacher and coach. I did not want to disappoint Jimmy Barrett. I just did not want to do it. And because of that, I tried in everything I did to do a good job. And that's a mark of a good leader, is they care about you and they build up high expectations in their own way. You don't want to let them down. And that is a mark of a good leader. Another thing that made Jimmy Barrett such an effective leader, he was very, very caring. I used to have a sign in my office that said, "I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care." And that is very, very true. People aren't as concerned with our knowledge as knowing the fact that we care about them. And when we care about other people, whether our student, teachers, or just the people with every day, our family, when people know we care, it will always come back where they'll listen to us. One of the other sign I picked up in Africa, it said, "If you like people, people will like you." And Jimmy Barrett, above all, he enjoyed people. He was always ready to laugh, and he would pick on you, and he could take a joke very, very well, as I'll tell you later in your story. But I think the main quality that my friend Jimmy Barrett had, he had empathy. Now, I want to remind you that sympathy and empathy are two different things. Sympathy, sympathy is when you look at something or someone and you feel sorry for them. Empathy is when you look at something or someone and you've been through it. And because you've been through it, you're able to connect with them, care about them, and be with them. Jim Barrett had great empathy. At our school, if any kid, he had a heart for the underdog. Any student that was kind of downtrodden, their family was going through a bad time, especially handicapped students, Jimmy Barrett just had a heart for those. He had empathy. And this is a story he told freely, so I'm going to tell it to you. I think this is where his empathy came from. When Jimmy Barrett was a teenager, he was a teenage driver. He backed over one of his cousins right there on Barrett Road where all the Barretts lived, and the cousin died. It was a tragedy. This was before my time in Dry Creek, but it was a tragedy for everyone, especially the two Barrett families that lived next door to each other. And I think it just crushed Jimmy's soul. And I think I've always felt like that for the rest of his life, he had a little wound in his heart over that terrible accident. But I want to tell you what Jimmy Barrett did. I think the Lord did it. He took that pain of being in a tragedy, and he turned around and showed empathy for people. He always could care when people were going through sorrow or grief. I want to tell you one more story before I move on about empathy and Jimmy Barrett. I've always admired the Barrett families. There's a whole group of them that live down at the end of Earl Barrett Road. And what they did when Jimmy had this terrible accident, they rallied around him. All the Barrett families, including the family that had lost the child, they rallied around Jimmy Barrett and took care of him for the rest of his life. I love the Barretts for many reasons, but I think that's primarily the one. Now, back to that, Jimmy Barrett was our driver's ed teacher, very good driver's ed teacher. And I had him, and one of the things he would do, he would tell you the story I just told you about the terrible accident, and he would make us get out before we drove off, especially backing out, walk all the way around the car and look to make sure no one or nothing was back there. That was 60 years ago. Excuse me, it was 50 years ago. I still do it. When I get in the car, I walk around back. I look to make sure no one's there. And I wonder how many Eastwood students have done it over the years. And probably how many tragedies have been averted because my friend had empathy and he was willing to share it with others. I could tell you story after story. I'll close out with two. My friend Mike Gagan was a student. He was a senior at East Beauregard. He was going half a day, and in the spring, he needed one half of a credit to be eligible to play baseball. And so he went in to see Mr. Barrett about it, and Jimmy Barrett said, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make up a course for you. He said, we're going to call it World News and Events. He says, on fifth hour during the week, you'll go to the library, and you'll read about magazine. You'll look at magazines, newspapers, books. You'll find everything you can about what's going on right now in the World News and Events. He said, on Friday, you'll come at fifth hour to my office, and we'll sit for an hour, and we'll talk about it. Of course, if you know my friend Mike, he loves to read and loves to learn. He took it seriously. And he told me that the hour on Friday with Jimmy Barrett, he said, I learned more in that 1 hour than most of the courses I've taken the rest of my life. So Jimmy Barrett was very creative. He did mind do what he needed to do to take care of people. And that's the reason that people like Mike and me love him. I want to close out with my favorite Jimmy Barrett story. In fact, I told it at his funeral with his family's permission. And the best thing about this story, it's on him. He told it way more than I did. Here's another thing I loved about Jimmy Barrett. He had a sense of humor, but he had a sense of humor. He could laugh at himself. If something happened, he loved telling it himself. I was a young science teacher, and I was teaching chemistry, and I had experiments set up that I loved doing with students. I had a 2x4 on my desk, and I had 2 chemicals, potassium chlorate and manganese dioxide. And when you mix these 2 powders together, they form a different compound. If you take a hammer and you hit that pile, little small pile, you want it small, small pile of powder, it goes off like a sharp gun. It's a crack. And I would use that to explain about elements and compounds. And just so happened the day I was going to do that experiment, Jimmy Barrett walked in the back of my class. Nobody saw him come in except me. He was observing me, and he pulled him up a desk back in the back. And I don't know if you knew Jimmy, kind of always looked like he was half asleep. And he kind of got comfortable in that desk and leaned back, and his eyes were closed. And I waited till I was pretty sure he was asleep. And you know what I did. I picked up that hammer, and I hit that compound, and truly, it went off like a gun. And Jimmy Barrett came awake. I really thought he was going to tear the desk apart getting out of it. And here's a good thing about it. The students all turned around to see him, and they didn't know exactly what happened, but he was already grinning about it. And for the rest of his life, he told that story on himself. He had a wonderful sense of humor. And I don't want to underestimate the importance of having a sense of humor. And I think being able to laugh at yourself, to be self-effacing, is one of the most powerful tools a leader can have. Now, I've just told you about a very, very unusual leader. But you know what? Jimmy Barrett was a leader of East Woodward School, and he led it well. His style of leadership was to tell you what he wanted and then get out of the way and let you do your job. And I'll be honest with you, that's always what I wanted as a teacher and coach. Tell me what I need to do, get out of my way, I'll do it. The few times I was called in by Jimmy Barrett about a problem, his style was never to get mad, scream, be confrontational in any way. But he would talk to you, and always said that you were out of his office and halfway down the hallway before you realized he'd just given you a chewing out, just in a different way. I'm so glad I've got to tell you today about a servant leader named Jimmy Barrett, who affected 2 generations of our community of Dry Creek and nearby East Woodward School. And I want to remind you, the best leaders are always servant leaders. I enjoy telling you these stories from the old house in Dry Creek. And, you know, they're not perfectly recorded, and sometimes I get off center and everything, but I love just telling them from sitting in this chair to you. I'm glad you joined us. We look forward to being with you next week. We do 1 a week of these podcasts. We look forward to seeing you. As always, here at the old house, we'll leave the screen door unlatched just for you.